Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1AlvinIII. Ladies and gentlemen, the bag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check your archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to put in an installment in my currency talk series. And I think I'm going to name this one Crypto Crash or Reset. Crypto Crash or Reset. Some of you savvy people may know already, we recently had a massive drop in Bitcoin, the main cryptocurrency. And it is riding after a sizable wave that we've had recently. And I guess this episode is just kind of going to be on my commentary of the sentiment of the market. And probably the best way to look at it. I've been recently running into or come across some pretty decent documentaries about the 90s.com bubble that eventually led to the early 2000s tech boom. And there are simply a lot of core parallels. The first parallel is it's the realization of a market that's emerging and people understanding that there may be some utility, there may be some life-changing technology at place. But it's just not time yet for it. People can get along and live their everyday lives without these innovations. But at the same time, people know that there's something on the horizon. And if it's not just the regular everyday people that understand that, it's the titans of industry. It's the venture capitalists. And what happens is there becomes this big race to be the leader in that life-changing area. It's things that could revolutionize a whole society and basically rearrange their lifestyle. And so as I was watching these documentaries, I saw how the human collective can get whipped up into a frenzy over something and get very, very passionate and attached to it. And things don't go exactly as they thought they should, especially in the context of these kind of markets. And there's a massive crash and people in trying to create a better life, they end up losing the very livelihood that they had in the first place. Also, such as the tech bubble, which I'm extremely brief on that. Just simply YouTube .com bubble, what happened? Tech boom, what happened? And you will find some great documentaries that pretty much all say the same thing. And what happened and key events that made things change. But anyway, what happened with that market is pretty much the same thing that happened is happening with the cryptocurrency market. And the only thing is, now you have a different set of people who were children during that time and did not pay attention to what was going on while you have older generations that's been through the wave. So I guess the common sense answer would be like, well, didn't you see what happened to all those people on the last time that that went around? Didn't you see how people ended up, you know, destroying households, families, and all that stuff because they caught a wild hare up their ass, and they did too much for this stuff that really didn't have actual use, you know, at the time. And so there's people out there that's like, what are you doing wasting your time with this stuff? All the time you could be researching and watching and basically vetting, because that's what it is, speculating that something is going to positively and powerful going to happen with these things, because everybody else is speculating, or many people are also speculating at the time. Instead of all this gambling, why don't you just, I don't know, get you a different skill set or do something that people are already paying good money for in the first place? Why are you wasting your time with this? So you have the quote unquote realists out there that like to talk about these things, especially when the market has a sizable crash. Mind you, a crash that has not touched extremely low levels, but rather it's just what you could really call a correction if you really looked at it. But because people don't look at trends, people don't like charts, and they get their information from the bigger news cycle, well, of course, you know, it's crash, it's finito, it's game over. Everybody's going back to McDonald's or Walmart to try to get the money that they were supposed to spend on their bills and get their life back on track. That's the narrative that you hear. My take on it is this. Crypto market is still an emerging market, and it's a volatile market. It's a market that you as an individual cannot control, but at the same time, you have control over yourself and how you interact with the market, which gives you better probabilities of extracting value out of a volatile market. If there wasn't activity or volatility in the market, there would not be a transmission of value from individuals to other individuals in order to price discover markets. Virtually every market that runs our lives, from the things that we buy to eat, to our clothing, to made goods and all that stuff, at some point, as the industries that build these things produce product, the society decides in speculating what's more valuable and what's less valuable, what's essential, what's not essential. And this is the type of market that we have right now with the cryptocurrency market. We're trying to figure out what is the best use for this technology. And as we do that in kind of a groupthink form, certain assets get more useful and certain assets become less useful and obscure. You also saw this as well in the dot-com era, where there were websites, thousands and thousands. Well, I don't know if it's thousands and thousands, but seriously, thousands of websites selling this great potential. And not only the big money venture capitalists, but now your mainstream working, well, upper working class, the upper middle class people speculating because of the emergence of better access to the stock market, easier access to the stock market. People following hot tips for their success and all that stuff. So there is a race for relevancy with the communities and the developers of these different blockchains for real world use and globalized adoption beyond. It's now gotten to the point to where it's beyond internet money or transferring value. Transferring value is already assumed in the market, which is a good foundation already. But now it's about how to efficiently transfer value, ownership, manage ownership over longer terms, ecosystems that employ human value, actually. And that's what the whole metaverse thing is about. It's about how do you basically build value in a virtual world to offset the disruption that's happening in the real world for people's lives. I was having a conversation with someone and I was like, there's literally going to be people out here who are making a decision between going to flip burgers at a restaurant that they'll slowly replace them with burger assembly machines or in touchscreen ordering. Do they want to go into that, or would they rather be home or somewhere in a VR set interacting with this who knows, this fantasy world, and collecting certain items in that fantasy world and interacting with people and getting paid in some jewel or some type of gem in that virtual world, in which you can take that jewel or gem and push it into an actual real world cryptocurrency market and eventually reduce it down to a place where you can swap that for a more well-known coin like a Bitcoin or something, and swap that for US dollars and pay your bills with it. What do you think some people who do not have a sense of direction or focus or some type of calling to a certain profession is going to do? They're going to give that world a shot. And in my conspiracy mind, I'm like, if you are an elite, right, a world runner, would you rather have a whole bunch of people peacefully playing video games in order to obtain virtual currency that can be converted into government currency? Or would you rather still a lot of starving and hurting people who eventually are going to come after you and your family because they're hurting and starving? Kind of sounds like a no-brainer to me. But anyway, this is a correction in the market. This is not the killing off of a market. It may be the killing off of people who had positions where they bought very recently, and now they have to either sell or hold on to it. They were counting too much on the market. They were trying to force gains out of the market because of their enthusiasm and lack of experience with the market. I can grant you that. But is it game over? Is it the end of it all? Each year that goes by, it's another year that directly and indirectly establishes the legitimacy for the maturing of the market. Oftentimes, people who are not very engaged in this market look at the market as if it should just mature overnight. And nothing really matures like that overnight, especially when it's something that could be very disruptive to society. So, that's basically my take on what's going on in the market. I very, very lightly touched touch the subject, but pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. It's already been, what, since 2009 to 2021. Roughly 12, 13 years of us interacting with this new digital world and people, and it becoming a part of our public lexicon to the point there's so many hot debates over it. If there's hot debates on over it, there's definitely relevancy to it. And it's not like a fad, a five-year fad or anything like that, where people were just really in love with these things and all of a sudden they just kind of disappeared and they're no longer really valued. Now, of course, relatively speaking, out of currently, what, 12 to 16,000 different coins, there's been a lot of coins who've had a lot of relevancy of now just kind of got pushed into obscurity. Definitely get that. But what about the top 10, top 100, top 500, top 1,000 out of 12 to estimated 16,000 different projects? What about those? You know, in the stock market, we have what's called the S&P 500. Top 500 producing or top 500 most popular companies in the stock market. And I don't even know how many actual stocks or how many companies have went public from within the stock market. But we know the S&P 500s. We know the NASDAQs. We know the Dow Jones Industrials. So you don't think that there's a class of coins that is forming now to become that core base of essential digital currencies in the world? Literally being traded by institutions, being adopted by certain banks, being adopted by nations. Something to think about. Definitely something to think about. Anyway, this has been yet another episode of Real Talk with AH3. Until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.